Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, your weekly dose of accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Here's your host, Mike Jezoshek, CPA.
Today we're talking about business structuring when you have multiple businesses or you're in business with a partner. And this is a topic that comes up all so often in our free Facebook group. Clients are coming to this, and so I wanted to touch on a topic that we deep dove into this concept. Again, this is for today. We're going to be talking about those of you that might have an ownership interest in multiple businesses, or you have multiple things going on, or you have businesses with a partner. Now, if you haven't checked out our free Facebook group, go there now. You can go into Facebook, type in Small Business Tax Secrets, answer a few questions, and join in on the conversation. So to get started, we're going to talk about this concept of multiple businesses. Those of you that might have ownership in multiple entities, you're kind of into a bunch of different things. Before I start talking about the best structure, the best setup that we typically see, I want to talk about this concept of an S corporation. Now, if you've been listening to us, you've been watching our videos on our YouTube channel, Tech Savings TV, you've been into those items a lot, you'll know that we talk about S corporations a lot. So if you're new, haven't learned about that, go to taxsavingspodcast.com/S-Corp. We have a full series that talks about what is an S-Corporation, when does it make sense, when doesn't it make sense, how do you do it. We talk everything about S-Corps there. So go to taxsavingspodcast.com/S-Corp. But I want to talk about this idea of an S-Corp first, because when we talk about S-Corporations, obviously the goal is to minimize self-employment taxes. But S-Corps come with some complexities as well. You got to run payroll to the owners. You have that S-Corp tax return. So we see a lot of times where people are in multiple entities and they're saying, well, I know I want to be an S-Corporation, so I'm just going to set up a bunch of different S-Corporations. And so this business over here is going to be an S-Corp. This business here is going to be an S-Corp. And that business over there is going to be an S-Corporation. Now they have three S-Corporations that they're juggling, that they're paying payroll to themselves at all three. They're filing a separate business tax return for all of those. And that is the point of this conversation, is we're looking to avoid, we're looking to simplify things, but also make things in protection to help you as the business owner. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I just wanted to know that this concept of a lot of what we're going to be talking about today is under the understanding that an S corporation makes sense for you. And if you're into multiple businesses, more often than not, an S corporation probably makes sense, because a lot of times we talk about S corporation coming into play once you have income of around $50,000 or more. And so if you're into a bunch of ventures, you're likely in that realm. And so we're going to assume for our conversation today that an S corporation at some point in some level is going to make sense for you, but we can swap these ideas out even without an S corporation. So now let's talk about how we want to structure these. Typically, we say we want to have a parent company that you're going to own 100% of, that's going to hold your ownership stake in all these various different entities that you're involved in. Now, the other piece I want to talk about before we dig into that is that we're talking about operating businesses, businesses that you are actively participating in the operations of it. We're not talking about real estate that you're passively invested in. We're not talking about a business that you are just a passive investor in. We're talking about today, when we're talking about the structuring, we're talking about businesses that you are actively part of the day-to-day management of, that you are participating in strongly in these companies. I also recommend that you run past what we talked about today with your attorney to make sure that the legal side of this also makes sense with the tax side. When we talk about entity structures, you have a legal side and a tax side, and you want to marry those together to make sure it makes sense on all ends. Okay, so when you have multiple businesses, there's kind of three different options that we look like. You can have a parent company with DBAs, so parent company would be an LLC, whatever it might be, and you're going to have a DBA for business one, DBA for business two, DBA for business C. The other option is you have a parent company, S corporation, and then you have different LLCs for all these different entities. So you're going to have a S corporation, which is going to be your parent company, then you're going to have an LLC for business one, an LLC for business two, and an LLC for business three. The other way to do this is that you can have a separate LLC for all of your entities that you own personally. And typically, we're not going to recommend this unless it's a passive type entity. Then owning personally is fine. Rental property, a business that you don't actively participate in, those we don't need to run through this parent company S corporation, because we don't need that self-employment tax savings, because we're not getting hit with self-employment taxes. So again, let's kind of run through those. the whole concept here is that we want to have one company that all of our income that we're actively participating in is running through prior to touching us. And we want that company, in most cases, to be an S corporation. So let's say we've determined an S corporation is right for you. Now we want to make sure that you have one S corporation. That S corporation you're going to own 100% of. And let's just call that your parent company. So your parent company is going to be an S corp that you own 100% of. Now let's say you want to open up an accounting firm. We're going to open up an LLC or a DBA for that accounting firm. And that LLC or DBA is going to be owned 100% by your S corporation. Now let's say you also want to get into a consulting business that's completely separate. Another LLC or another DBA that's owned 100% by your S corporation. Now let's say you start to develop a software and you want to get into the software piece. That software going to be another LLC or another DBA that's owned 100% by your S corporation. So what does this do? Now we have three different businesses that are owned 100% by your S corporation. These three businesses can run independently. They're going to have separate bank accounts, are going to have separate financials. They're all independently ran, but at the end of the day, they're all going to be wrapped up into and flow into that one S corporation. So all the profit in your ownership share is going to flow through to that S corporation. Once it hits that S corporation, then it's going to flow up to you on your personal tax return. So what does this do? It organizes everything nicely. It also ensures that we're flowing everything through an S corporation. And if those LLCs that you set up for those separate entities, those DBAs you set up for those separate entities are also owned 100% by you, you don't have partnerships in them, we're avoiding tax returns on those because they're wrapped into that one parent company S corp tax return. So that's the beauty behind this. We love this idea of having a parent company be an S corporation, and that's going to own any type of ownership that you have in any other business that you are actively participating in. Again, parent company, underneath it, you either have a DBA or an LLC that's going to flow through that parent company. Now let's go through some tips. Again, we want to have separate bookkeeping for each entity because these are separate. If you have four LLCs, one for your S corporation and one for these other businesses, you have four LLCs. Those are separate entities. From a legal standpoint, they are separated. So we want to make sure we have separate bookkeeping for each of those. Now, at the end of the day, when it comes to filing that tax return, they're all going to flow up into one, but we want to have bookkeeping separate for them so that we can utilize that properly. Now, you could also use classes or tracking categories. If you want to have all of them in one set of financials, you could use classes if you're using QBO or QuickBooks Online. If you're using Xero, they're called tracking categories. And that's where every transaction you would record as related to what company it is. And then you can run an income statement in one file, one bookkeeping file, but you can run separate income statement, financial statements, everything based on the entity. So if they're all really closely related, you might go this route. But if they are completely separate, I just say have a separate bookkeeping file for each of them. Again, consult with an attorney. Make sure that this makes sense from a legal aspect for what you're trying to provide. But this is the best setup that we have always found to work with people that are in multiple businesses. And somebody might say, well, Mike, why don't I just open an LLC for each of them? And why don't I just do an S corporation for each of them? Let's say you had four businesses. You had your parent company and three other businesses. So four total businesses. And if you chose an LLC for all of them and you wanted each of them to be taxed as an S corporation, now we're filing an S corp tax return for business one, business two, business three, and business four. So that's four S corp tax returns. Or if they're single member LLCs, that's four Schedule Cs. Or if they're partnerships, whatever, it's four business tax returns. And if they're S corporations, now we're running payroll for business one, two, three, and four. So we're running four business tax returns, four payrolls. That can get expensive and it's unnecessary. Now, if you do it our setup, we'd say, let's have a parent company that's an S corp. We're going to have a business return at the parent company level, and you're going to have to take a reasonable salary to yourself as an owner at the parent company level. But that disregarded LLC entity for business one, two, and three, we're not filing separate tax returns for them. We might run payroll separately for them if you have employees specific to that business. You as the owner are only going to take payroll for reasonable compensation at that top level, that parent company level. So in that case, we went from filing four tax returns, four business tax returns, and having to run payroll to yourself as the owner for four companies to now having one business tax return and one payroll. You can see how not only is that going to save money on the costs associated with that, but it's just going to help everything flow better. So this concept of I'm invested, I'm involved in multiple businesses, we say have a parent company that you own 100% of and have that parent company own your ownership share in other entities that you are active in. Again, if you have real estate, you have passive investments, passive activity, those are completely separate. Avoid what we're saying here is completely different for those entities. But if you're actively participating in these other businesses, have your ownership in that business be your S corporation so that everything is flowing through that S corporation prior to touching you. Again, if you want to learn more about S corporations to see if an S corporation even makes sense in your scenario, go to taxsavingspodcast.com/S corp. And we have a ton of content on that. This episode is brought to you by Taxome. At Taxome, we understand that saving taxes can be complex and overwhelming for business owners. That's why we're here, to be that tax strategist in your back pocket, ensuring that you pay the least amount of taxes as legally possible. With Taxome, you receive a tax savings blueprint tailored to your business needs, unlimited access to our team of tax experts, and an annual one-on-one live consultation. You'll also have access to our comprehensive training with videos, downloads, templates, workbooks, guides, and so much more, along with our monthly live trainings to keep you informed and in control. Thousands of business owners across the country trust Taxome. It's time you did too. Visit us now and take that first step towards paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. There has never been a better time to join Taxome. Do not forget about our 30-day money-back guarantee. We guarantee that we will present tax-saving strategies that will, at a minimum, cover the cost of your subscription fee or your money back. This is your risk-free invitation to explore the benefits of Taxome membership and how it can transform your approach to tax planning and savings. Go to taxelm.com. That is TAXELM.com. Now back to the show. Now let's talk a little bit about those of you that have partners, because this can come into play with a partner too. How do I structure a business with a partnership? Now, when we talk about partnerships, there's basically two options if we're, again, assuming that we're going to the S-corp route or assuming that that S-corporation is going to be something that we want to think about or look into, there's two options for us. We can have one S-corporation that you own individually. So partner A owns, partner B owns percentage of that S-corporation. Or you could have a partnership with each partner's interest in that partnership being their own personal S-corporation, their own parent S-corporation. Now, let's talk about the plus sides of both of these. If you're into multiple businesses, you're definitely going to want to go that route of partnership, open up a partnership, and your share of partnership be that S-corporation, because you're going to have multiple things flowing through. Now, if this is your only business, you might say, well, it's easier because if we do that partnership route with shares owned by S-corporation, now we have a partnership tax return, we have an S-corp for partner one, and an S-corp partner two, and we have a payroll for S-corp for partner one and a payroll for S-corp for partner two. That's a lot of filings. That's three business tax returns that need to be filed, and that's two payrolls. Where if we just do one entity, that's an S-corporation, that's one S-corporation and one payroll. So you might say, Mike, you're contradicting yourself from what you talked about before with this multiple entities. But I want to talk about why I like the idea of having a partnership where the owners hold their ownership interest in that partnership through their own personal S corporations. The reason being is that if you want to take what we talk about on this podcast, let's say you want to have a business vehicle. Let's say you want to hire your kids in your business. You're looking to maximize deductions. You can determine how you do that spending in your own personal S corp, and it's not affecting the other partners. Let's say that you want to get a Escalade as your business vehicle, and your partner is fine with a Toyota Corolla. Well, if you did that one S corporation that you each owned individually, it would be pretty lopsided, right? Because you have a Corolla that's going to be cheaper and you got an Escalade that's going to be a lot more expensive. And the other partners would be like, well, why do you have an Escalade? We don't need that. You don't need an Escalade. You're fine with just a Corolla. And there might be some conflict there. Let's talk about hiring kids. Let's say you want to hire your kids in your business to help get a business deduction, kids potentially pay no income taxes, and start teaching them how to be in the business, work for a living, those types of things. Let's say you have kids, but your partner doesn't. Now, if you just have that one S corporation that you own individually, you're hiring your kids in that S corp and the partner's like, well, we don't really need them and you're paying them too much, or we don't need them to cut grass. Why don't we just have somebody else cut the grass? Or we don't need them to do social media. Why don't we hire someone that's more experienced to do social media? And there might be some conflict. But if we go that route of you have a partnership and your share in that partnership is owned by an S corporation, you can do whatever you want in the S corporation because that partnership income is going to flow through to your S corporation. And then you're going to have expenses, activity within that S corporation And then that's going to report to you personally. So you want to have that Escalade? You can do whatever you want within your S corporation. You want to hire your kids? You can do it within your S corporation, and it's not going to affect the other partner because they can do whatever they want in their S corporation. So to break that down, does having an S corp owned individually save cost of prep and payroll? Yes. But I think having a partnership with their interests owned by each individual S corporation allows you to really tax plan at a different level because you're not having to run all these tax plans, these tax strategies by your partner to be able to do that. Now, if you're just getting started, maybe your business isn't that big. You know, it's not nothing crazy. You're making $50,000 a year, split between two is $25,000. I would definitely go the S corp owned individually route. That's just easier. But if this is a business that's really profiting and really going to take off and you plan for it to take off, you might want to think about having a partnership that is each owned individually by the S corporation. Now, a question that comes up and that came up today in a conversation that I had with a small business owner is they said, I love the idea of the partnership. That's the route I want to go down because they're a partner. They have other businesses that they're in and they have one S corporation. So they're already bought into this idea of, I want to have my ownership interest be my S corporation. But they said, my partner doesn't want to do that. It's too complicated for them. Their tax advisor doesn't know about it. They don't want to do that. Can I own my share in our partnership through my S corporation? And can my partner own their share individually? Absolutely. You choose, if you're set up as a partnership, you choose whether you want to own it individually or whether you want to have your S corp own it. And so that's your opportunity to do that. Now, I will say, if your partner then decides, oh, I want to turn this partnership to be taxed as an S corporation, now you're going to have some problems because an S corp cannot own another S corporation. So now you're going to have to change you're going to have that conversation. So I wanted to do a topic on this because this is a topic that comes up so often. So often people are listening to our podcast, people are checking out our software, Tax Elm. They're multiple business owners. They're entrepreneurs. They're into various different things. And those various different things can get costly, can get complex. And so we think of this idea of how do we simplify things that also protects us from a legal standpoint, but also allows us to lower our tax bill and pay the least amount of taxes as legally possible. So it's the greatest of all things. Now, again, I'm going to encourage you, talk to an attorney about this. If you are investing in real estate, or you're an investor in various other different projects, but you don't actively participate in it, disregard this conversation. This is for businesses and business owners that are involved and actively part of the management in various different businesses. Let's go back to the beginning and then recap what we talked about today. Multiple businesses. Again, if we've determined already, you've gone through the whole S-Corp route and you determined, yes, an S-Corp is going to make sense to me. Now we want to think about, we're going to have an S-Corporation that you own personally, 100% of, that's going to hold ownership in any entity that you're actively participating in. And we're going to say that that S corporation, for no other reason, is your parent company. That parent company S corporation, if you get into consulting, they're going to own that LLC or a DBA that is in the consulting. If you then start a software, that S corporation is going to hold your share in that software. If you then get into some other type of businesses, that S corporation is going to own your share in that businesses. Again, our recommendation is as an S corp at top that owns your share in other entities that you're actively involved in. Now, I recommend keeping separate bookkeeping for these various different entities just to keep it clean from a legal standpoint, as well as from a just overall, how is each business doing? You can tell a lot better. Now, at the end of the day, if you own 100% of these subsidiaries, they're going to flow through one business tax return. So at the end of the day, we're going to combine the financials, but for operational purposes and legal purposes, keep them separate. Separate business bank accounts, separate activities. And again, consult with an attorney about this as well. Now, so hopefully this was helpful. Again, check out our podcast on S corporations to get kind of a speed on, first off, what is an S corp even? You can find that at taxsavingspodcast.com/S corp. And hopefully this was helpful. Those of you that are getting into multiple business entities that you are operating in, you're actively participating in, this is something you want to be thinking about and start planning out. Plan out that vision of what does your structure look like? What does your family tree or your business tree look like with an S corp on top that has ownership percentage in business A, business B, business C, maybe business D, and they're all flowing through that S corporation, which you're going to have income in there, you're going to have expenses in there, and then that's going to flow through to you personally. Again, a few tips. Make sure you consult an attorney. Run this past an attorney as well. We want to make sure that this makes sense both on the tax side and the legal side. So hopefully this was helpful. If you have questions, check out our blog post on this, and I will see you next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review and share with other business owners. You can find previous episodes and more information at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.